You're sure you're ready?
Yeah, I'm very ready. And today we won't have any woofing to disturb us because Daisy is at the hairdresser's.
Oh, Daisy's at the hairdresser's. That's lovely, isn't it?
She needs to go.
Yeah.
You forgot to make an appointment last time when you picked her up.
I did.
And she got a bit naughty.
This is not a programme about dogs going to the hairdresser's, by the way. This is Tales of the Whales and our story of what it's like to live through cancer, both from the person who has the cancer and the person who has to put up
who looks after the person.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I have it and you have to put up with all the rest. In fact, I suppose it's a kind of special programme now. We've heard that not only has King Charles got cancer, but also Kate.
Yes.
And that must be... And people say, well, if anybody can face it, they can. Look at all that. You know, it's got nothing to do with how much money you have or...
No, she's just a young mother with young children, and it's terrible.
Yeah, and when I sit and feel sorry for myself and think of somebody in that position, I feel ashamed because, you know, I'm old and done all the things I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And she's at an age where more and more people seem in their middle ages to contract cancer.
And to be honest, when this new treatment you've started, this new chemotherapy, if it makes your hair fall out, it's not really going to make that much difference. Whereas somebody like Kate with that lovely hair, that's much more difficult to deal with emotionally.
And talk to her children.
Yeah. But hopefully she won't have one of the ones that makes your hair fall.
No, no. No, you're just doing that because I've started a chemotherapy yesterday. And you insisted, well, you didn't, but they insisted on reading out all the possible side effects. And I'm very worried about losing my hair.
I think that's one of the ones you don't need to worry about. And that's quite it's only 1 in 10 people anyway.
Oh, really? Marvellous, marvellous, marvellous. But, as a person, I haven't been very easy to live with for the last few weeks, have I? I've been a bit down, and that is a bit of a drag.
You're normally easy to live with.
Well, I would have thought I was the easiest person in the world to live with.
No, well, you've been feeling a bit more unwell, and so... That's been making you feel a bit fed up. But now you started this new treatment, hopefully that will improve things a bit.
Yeah.
If you don't get the side effects, then it should make you feel a bit better.
Yeah.
And last night when you... So Thursday was the first one you took. It's a tablet chemo, and you take it at bedtime. And then last night when you took it, you said, I'm going to go and take the death pill.
Like, no, the kill pill.
It's the anti-death pill.
Yeah.
No, called it the death pill.
Yeah, I know.
And it's trying to stop you being a death. So we won't call it the death pill.
No. I was me trying to be funny.
But I understand why, because, you know, you're not even allowed to touch this pill because it's cytotoxic or whatever. And then you've got to swallow it. And psychologically, that's difficult, isn't it? I mean, I haven't had to do it, but I can imagine I wouldn't want to do it, actually swallow something you know is basically poisonous.
Not only that, I can't hold it. To swallow it.
No, you're not meant to even touch it with your fingers, so I sort of tip it into a little pot and then you have to knock it out.
Excuse me coughing, but...
So, you know, starting chemo, that is always very daunting and scary.
And it's the same for all chemos.
But you've been on a few now, and to be honest, you haven't really suffered...
Too many side effects.
Because the ones that there are, they can be counteracted, like the sickness is a bad thing, but you can be on the anti-sickness tablets and they just stop it.
Yeah. You take chemo, you have to take a lot of other tablets to go around it. It's quite funny. It's not funny. I'm feeling slightly better today because the sun is shining.
That does make a difference. It's a beautiful spring day.
Yeah.
There's daffodils out there, the magnolia trees are blooming.
Yeah.
It's all very pretty.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, much as I'm trying to smile through the whole thing. Yeah, last time we saw... Professor Tom, it was evident that...
It was a bit of a turning point, wasn't it? A shift in the way things are and what we're thinking about, how it's going.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been thinking about that for 4 years, but it's now sort of not imminent. Depends what you call imminent, really.
Yeah, it's a can we've been managing to kick along the road quite a way in front of us and...
Not kicking it quite as far.
No, not quite so far now.
But, you know, going back to Kate, that is a really...
Are we allowed to call her? Shouldn't it be Princess Kate?
Yes, you're right. Yeah, but
it's a little bit disrespectful.
I'm sorry, ma'am. But just so difficult when you're diagnosed with cancer with a young family. How? Just imagine that. I couldn't face that. I don't think. Well, having said that, you have to face whatever.
And it's very, very, very difficult for Prince William because he's not only got his wife and his dad has cancer at the same time.
They both have cancer and he has a very public job.
And he's also got to look after those children.
Mm. So it is difficult and you have to appreciate it. But the thing I think we always say is you can't hide from it. I mean, some people do, don't they? Shut themselves away. So I haven't got it. It's just, you know.
And anyway, what else have you been doing this week? You went on a lovely nostalgic road trip with your brother.
Mm. Yeah, Keith and I went to Porthcawl in Wales. Oh, I better not. I've said it now. I was going to be rude about parts of it, but I'm not anymore. because our mother came from there. We spent all our summer holidays there, and it's another thing you want to do when you think, well, I'm not here for much longer. There are things you think you'd quite like to do.
Yeah, you are being quite nostalgic recently, aren't you? So, because you went via the house you grew up in Ewell.
Yeah.
Had stopped and had a look at that one. And then you went down to Wales and went to where your mum used to live and where you spent your summer holidays.
Even nearly got to the beach.
Yes.
It was just a long walk down through rocks.
Yeah, I don't think that's would have been good for either of you.
And then, because Keith wanted to do this as much as me. And he went on and on about this swing bridge or suspension bridge, which we actually found. And then I did a little film of him crossing it and then bouncing up and down.
It was only a little bridge over a stream, wasn't it? The suspension bridge makes it sound like it's something quite a big
river, actually, not a stream, but quite a big river. And it's been there, as you could see from the rust, for years, but it's in the middle of nowhere. And then a guy on a horse decided he'd come over as well.
It was quite a narrow bridge for...
Well, it just fitted a horse, really.
Yeah. Well, so that's where you used to hang out when you were children, then?
Yeah.
On the bridge?
On the bridge.
Over a river?
I think we had to ask our father to take us there, but...
I hope you had an adult supervising you.
Yeah, we did. I mean, I don't even remember the bridge. That was his thing.
Oh.
Yeah. He just... yeah, no, but I'm glad we found it. He went on. I mean, the funny thing is, I've got a lot less energy. I mean, getting out of a car. Oh, is a sound I make. But it
is quite a low car.
Yeah, but it still shouldn't really make that sort of get out of our car.
Well, you are a bit over dramatic.
Yeah, that might be.
I mean, it probably wasn't necessary to make that silly noise, but
well,
you like everyone to know that you're struggling.
When I get out of the Mini, I struggle.
You do?
You know, getting into it's a struggle.
Getting out of the armchair's a struggle.
Yeah, I mean, it moving from one position to another, I find. I mean, everybody has different effects of their cancer, but apparently the one thing that is common to all, we talk about it a lot, is tiredness. Because I feel sometimes, here we are sitting in bed on a Saturday morning, but you've already been up and taken the dog to the groomers.
Yeah, and you've done loads of things, put some washing on,
done
the dishwasher,
I feel,
put all the recycling out.
I look out at the garden and the grass is nearly waist high. Yeah. Well, not quite. Mid-ankle. And I was lying in bed thinking, should I get up and have a go at cutting the grass? And I thought, I really can't. I'll get outside and walk, get the mower out and think, oh, gosh.
You did put the bin out last week.
The bin out every week.
No, you don't.
Well, most weeks. Most weeks. And I did. And that's after we'd come all the way back from Wales. Yeah. No, it was good, but I did. We were there Monday and Tuesday, and on Wednesday Thursday, came back on Wednesday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I never really hung out with my brother that much.
No, I think you had a lovely time. I'm really glad you went.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go without you, but you kind of pushed me out.
I just thought it'd be nice for the two of you to spend some time together. And also, I didn't like the look of Porthcawl. I did a little Google and I was like, oh, no, you go to that one, darling.
It's a bit run down, bless it, but, you know, I've been there, I've done that. And I was thinking to myself, we all live in our own time, so...
Yeah, I mean, the hotel that you said that you wanted to stay in...
Don't mention the name.
...when you were a child was, like, the best hotel, was all a bit sort of boarded up.
Yeah, it was terribly depressing, because we only ever stayed in B&B.
That was the one you told me to look up and see if I fancied coming.
Yeah, because I thought, I probably could afford that hotel. There's not much of a hotel left. But, you know, it was, we were fine. And just to sort of walk along and look at the sea like two old codgers, which in fact we are. But no. And you never listen, going back to cancer, you never know. Not for us. We're as relaxed as you can be about the situation. But you never know. If you're younger, there are new treatments for cancer arriving all the time, aren't there?
Yeah.
And, you know, just like... And they're
better and better as well. They're more and more effective with less and less side effects.
When you think 24 years ago when I first had cancer, there were no treatments, really. You know, you could have a bit of radiotherapy.
They just put a plaster on it.
Or, yeah, and do you know where my mind's going? The chemo.
You're getting a bit forgetful.
Yeah. I don't know whether that's age or cancer, but anyway. The chemo was just a bit bog standard, the same sort of thing. Now there are targeted chemos for all sorts, aren't there?
Yeah. The one you're on now is a targeted therapy.
Is it?
It is.
But it's also quite an old one, isn't it? It's about 8 years old or something like that.
I don't know how you know that, but...
I thought you told me that.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you? I thought somebody said
it. It's not a brand new treatment. It is an established one, but I've never given you an age in years.
But, I mean... I went on a test treatment and didn't really do much good, did it?
No, you were on a trial. No, yeah. Well, you were on it for a while, but you had some side effects from that one. So
yeah, but didn't...
It did do some good. It did keep the tumours stable for ages.
Yeah. But aren't there other ones in that trial that might have worked even better?
Well, that's what makes it a trial, honey.
I know. Couldn't I try the other ones?
No, that's how they compare it.
Right.
This person that one and this person that one, and then they see who does the best.
Because they all then mix them all up and see. Some people might do better on another one than they did.
It doesn't work like that. That's not a way to do a scientific study.
Isn't it?
No. I can tell you didn't do a science degree.
No, I didn't do anything at school. But I did think that at one point. Well, if one doesn't work on one person, maybe one of the other ones they're trying out would work on that person. Am I confusing?
It just doesn't work like that when you're doing a trial.
Okay.
It's randomly selected for which drug you get, and then they collect all the data on that group of people, on that arm, and see how they do. Because it's not individual. The data's over a lot of people, and then they can...
Also, what people don't talk about, and probably should, is their funeral. Not that I'm going to talk about it now, because because we've now lost two dogs in the space of a few months. We haven't lost them, they died.
Yeah.
They went over the rainbow
bridge. No one else is allowed to die in the imminent future.
No. So. But you got really, I mean, people, not just you, me, but really upset about the fact when you lose a pet you've had for a long time, don't you?
Yeah, that's very sad.
And we don't really face in this country losing people and people dying. We try and hide it until the very last minute. Where in other countries they celebrate the person who's dying's life.
I'm sure there'll be people celebrating when you die, honey.
There are people celebrating the fact I am. I might publish all the trolling I get. So, by the way, I don't care. I couldn't care less, as you know. If I ever show them to you, you'd rather I didn't, but I get some very funny ones sometimes.
You seem a bit unkind to me, but...
Yeah.
How anyone can say that to another person?
Oh, people can say all sorts when they know they're not going to have to face up to them and It's amazing. I mean, this whole problem of social media and trying to ban phones from under 16. Good luck with that, because that won't work for a start. I'd have one secreted away somewhere that my parents or nobody knew about, and all kids will. Need to learn to live with it rather than be frightened of it. And you can do that. I mean, I think the worst thing is how the media have gone after Kate since she got ill. Sorry, the princess since she got ill. And now they've had to shut up, haven't they? The American trollers who said she died on the operating table, and people who said really awful and appalling things, have now had to hopefully hang their heads in shame.
Have you finished your news broadcast?
Yeah, sorry, I'm sorry, yeah, I have.
You're not at work right now.
No, although a podcast is like work. Because you don't...
Well, it's not like my work. It's not like doing a tax return.
But you're very good at doing this. You should give up the tax returns and become a broadcaster. I could see you on Radio 4.
I'm quite happy doing my tax returns.
She doesn't understand. You would be very happy on your favourite channel. While it's still going, it won't be going much longer, so you might as well make the most of it.
It's OK. I've still got Radio 4 Extra.
Well, that's part of the BBC too.
Oh.
Oh, dear. Oh, that's another thing. People, you know, you've got to have a laugh. You haven't even told me off in this podcast. Nobody's going to be...
No, I'm feeling quite gentle towards you at the moment.
Oh.
Feeling a bit sorry for you.
Oh.
Stop it. I'm sure that will wear off and I'll be telling you off again very soon.
Yeah. Well... Yeah, I better take advantage of it while I can.
Yes, you better. Now, what would you like for your breakfast this morning?
I would like bacon, eggs, toast.
So we can see that your appetite has not been suppressed.
That's really quite interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, listen, to all those of you who are struggling and to those of you who have just found out and just heard, remember there are people you can talk to. There are charities attached, I would think now, to every cancer.
Yeah, there definitely are. Your one is Kidney Cancer UK.
Yeah, and you go to Kidney Cancer UK, find that.
.org.
And it will help you in many ways, put you in touch with professionals, put you in touch with other people in the same situation. They've got a helpline as well, which is...
Yeah, there are nurses that you can speak to.
Yeah, lots of... And you shouldn't... If you don't understand it, I have no idea how I would have managed without you. Because I haven't got a clue what I'm taking.
Even
really.
I'm getting to struggle with your pills now.
and you keep a... I mean, you're the most well-organised person I've ever met. If there's not a spreadsheet for it, you don't really want to be involved, do you?
Well, it just helps manage things.
Mm. But if you've got questions you want to ask the doctors, you must ask them.
Absolutely. And they're always really, really so helpful and lovely.
I've known Tom, who looks after me, for a long time. And it's quite funny. I always think it's quite funny. He'll come in and he looks me up and down and makes a decision on how I'm doing. Well, I didn't think. But actually, that's quite clever, isn't it?
Yeah, that just shows you that you do need a face-to-face doctor meeting, really. They can tell a lot by what you look like.
Yeah. So anyway, chin up, enjoy the sunshine.
Yeah, let's all have a lovely weekend and I'll go make you some breakfast.
Yeah, brilliant. Okay, well, then I might as well get dressed.
You might.
Yeah. See you all soon.
Okay, bye.